Welcome back, everybody, to Nacho Sports and Stuff. Today, it's going to be more of a stuff episode. Not much sports to talk about. We've kind of covered most of college football. College basketball hasn't really gotten into its stride yet. So we're going to just do a bit of a stuff episode. For those of you who don't know, Brawl Stars, it's a mobile game. Or mobile, not mobile. Anyway, it's a game we've been playing for a while, along with Clash, two Supercell games. Not sponsored, by the way. But anyway, so today we're just going to do a bit of a Brawl Stars episode. Talk about our favorite brawlers, who we like, who we think are absolute trash. But anyway, I'm going to start it off today. Oh yeah, little disclaimer, Speed is not here again for another episode. Sorry about that. So it's just going to be me and JD for this episode. So I'm going to kick it off with the top three brawlers, like my top three that I have. So I am fortunate enough to have most of the brawlers. This is a no money spent account, by the way. I do have 42 out of the 52 brawlers, but I'm going to kick it off hot right now. Coming in third, as in my opinion, the third best brawler, I'm going with Mr. P. Mr. P. I'm going to do three. Mr. P is number three. No bars. But I do have him to max. I pushed him to 500 trophies. Have him rank 21. I got both of his gadgets, both of his star powers. I don't know. I think he's got the good range. Once a shot unfolds, it could do another damage. Like, it can go boom, boom, and over a wall or something. So he has a little bit of versatility. His super, well, not the best. Like, it's not something that's going to help you in a tight situation. I think over time could help you, and it's going to annoy the crap out of people. Like in Iced or Siege, the turrets are great for getting that chip damage on the turret. And then just like normal game modes, it's just going to be annoying. Coming in at number two, I'm going Sandy. Sandy is so versatile. His super, I think he has one of the best supers in the game. I do have him to 500 trophies, rank 20. Both gadgets, both star powers. I think the healing wins is better. So in his super, not only makes people invisible, but heals them. It's a clutch heal. And Sweet Dreams, which is the gadget I use, stuns people. Amazing. And I think one thing that's underlooked about Sandy's a little bit is he has a fast movement speed, which I think it could be, it's sometimes a little helpful. It's kind of overlooked. A little something. I will do one honorable mention, then move on. My honorable mention is Brock. I think Brock is very good. Not much more to say about him. He's good. Long range. Pretty good super. And my number one, my favorite, and in my opinion, the best brawler, Stu. The GOAT. I have him at 527 trophies. Rank 20. Both gadgets. One star power, but in my opinion, the better star power. Gasol heal. Since he gets his super after one shot, he just dash, get that 400 health or 500 health. It is 400 health, sorry. And so it's just a quick little easy way. And this good Stew, like yours truly, can just start dashing away. I know there are some questionable ones. Squeak did not make this list. For me, he is not top three. I think he is top maybe five or top seven, but he's not top three for me. Stu is my number one. JD, what are your top three brawlers that you own?
No, unfortunately, I do not own as many brawlers as Smith. It's like not even close. I barely have half of what he has. But I'm going to start off my top three with someone that I have a high level rank. And I just got them to power 7, which will be Carl. I have Carl rank 10, which is not that high for, you know, a lot of high experience players. But I like Carl as a versatile card. He's a very good super, in my opinion. His gadgets are pretty good. I do not have one of those yet, but I'm trying to get them. So, and then next up at number 2, I have Max, rank 13. Power level 5 right now. I like got her a couple weeks ago, so I don't have her power level 7 yet. But I do like Max. She has 5 ammo, more than a lot of cards in this game, which is very clutch. and her super makes your entire team fast, which is great. And finally, coming in at number one, I think we all know who this is. Colonel Ruffs, the greatest brawler in the entire game, if you guys don't know. Colonel Ruffs, great. He shoots very well. He has those two things that bounce off everything, and then his super gave your team super juice stats, and he's also very, very cute. And yeah, we're gonna go on to the now our next segment, which is top two of the brawlers that we do not have, and that's a lot of them for me. So I'm gonna start with coming in second place that I don't have is actually I'm gonna go with Surge. I feel like Surge is a really unique card with this power up or super that just powers him up a lot. I think that's really unique, and that's why I want Surge. And number one of the cards who I want would have to go to Squeak, because he is absolutely overpowered and should not be in this game. So Squeak is my number one of brawlers that I don't have. Smith, I know you don't have many that you don't have, but let's see.
excuse me. Coming in at my number two, I do only have 10 brawlers that I don't have. excuse me. But coming in at number two, I'm going to go with it. It's actually a tough one. I'm going to go with Ash. He was a chromatic brawler from a couple seasons ago, or maybe one. Can't remember nowadays. His super, it's all right. I'm not a huge fan of his super. But his rage meter that makes him faster and does more damage, I think that's really cool. Shoot, I'm sorry. The Patriots just scored a touchdown on the Bills. That is super, my bad. I'm going to turn that down. Ash, I mean, he's good. I think his rage meter is really clutch and can do good stuff. He makes him faster and more damage, which is very good. And number one, I'm going to go with Amber. Her shots do a lot of damage. Not the hugest fan of her super, but I guess it's pretty good for, like, crowd control, like, shutting down an area. And fire is just always good, like, as well as Stu's dash, just that continuous chip damage is very good. So those are my top two. I think the next one we're going to go into is the top two brawlers who we think are trash, like just absolutely garbage. And I'm going to be honest, for me, it is two short-range brawlers who, well, actually, no. One short-range, one's pretty long-range. For me, my second one, it's Colette. I hate Colette. I just hate her. The range, it's not her shot. It's all right. It's fine. It's her super. It's a Daryl roll, but garbage. That just doesn't do it for me. Her shot, I guess it's fine. Does some decent damage. But I would much rather have like Belle. Or, like, Piper, or someone with a more longer range, and just super is good. And my second one, who's just absolutely trash, it's Bull. Bull, he just... For Primo, in my opinion, El Primo, he was an honorable mention for this trash list. But for me, at least El Primo, I feel like you can aim a super better. Like, for Bull Super, you just kind of run into him, and sometimes you might get him. But I feel like most of the time, you're going to overshoot who you're trying to hit. And since he's close range, you need to be close to guys. With El Primo, I just think it's a little more precise. So, I think Primo, don't get me wrong, he's like an honorable mention third or whatever. But Bull and Colette are the top two brawlers I think are trash. JD, what about you?
For me, I'm lucky enough to own these two brawlers on my next list. Out of my 24, I somehow have my two least favorite in the game. Coming in at number two, I have Bull. Bull is just terrible. Bull is Bull, you could say. we laugh. But, yeah, Bull and his super. I use Bull's super more to run away like a coward than to actually hit people with damage. But yeah, he doesn't shoot very long range. He kind of shoots medium range. But, and then my number one worst in the game is Gene. doesn't do enough damage to be an up-close brawler. And his super, which pulls you toward the people, then you get slapped because you don't do enough damage to kill the guy. Why would you pull someone closer when you're not going to do enough damage to actually kill them? It's so dumb. Gene is terrible. Gene is terrible. And Smith, you don't have Gene, so you haven't experienced how bad Gene is. I packed Gene. I was so excited. I hopped into one match, and I realized he's absolute garbage. And when I did my Brawl Stars tier list, I put him at B tier. I'm so sad that I put Gene at B tier on my Brawl Stars tier list. And yeah, that about wraps it up for today's episode about Brawl Stars. Interesting episode. Hopefully you guys will like this one. We're going to try to get out more stuff episodes like this. Maybe one on Clash Royale. We might do, instead of mobile games, we'll go to like PS4 games or Xbox games, something like that. But we'll try to get more stuff episodes out. We'll update you guys on college football and college basketball coming up soon. And we'll see you guys next time with a classic
Nachos Sports and Stew.